Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8.05 on almost Friday. Getting pretty close. Vaughn the Wizard has posted up some kind of a spoken word thing. You know, not everyone has gotten to hear him do his spoken word stuff. Like he did some at, that's where Beauty came from. We love that. He's done it on The Secret Show once or twice, but a lot of times when we go out and take The Secret Show on the road, he'll do a little something. But anyway, there he is standing. It's like all professionally shot and everything.
This?
It's on Instagram.
Oh.
Vaughn the Wizard. Vaughn runs our cameras, so every day if you watch The Looking Glass, radioalice.com/watch, the guy who's doing all the switcheroo, putting up all the little lower third stuff. You know, whatever. I don't know what you do with cameras. Switcheroo them, right?
Vaughn is a total surprise.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
Vaughn is
you will,
just a delight.
He's sort of quiet.
Yeah.
Not super, you know.
Not never
and,
getting in
and yet, then there he is. He's like the life. My wife is all, did you tell Vaughn that I had the best time dancing with him? I'm like, I told him, take it easy. God. I just want him to know that he like really helped make my the whole day.
Damn, Vaughn.
I'm right here.
John's, hey, Vaughn! Yeah, my husband's alone with Vaughn, too. Vaughn's going to be like one of the highlights at the 70s party coming
And when
up,
you
yeah.
see him do awesome. A spoken word thing, it's all stuff he's written.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just reading some stuff.
No.
He's written it.
It's a Drunken Jehovah thing going on right now. Gotta check that thing out.
So where was this? It's on Instagram. Where was it from?
This was shot about 4 years ago, actually. So actually, I'm re-releasing my 2014 poetry album called Existence Tomorrow. Exactly. It's on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, everything. It'll be out tomorrow or Saturday, depending on how they drop it. But it'll be out tomorrow. It's like 11 poems.
How long are they? Like three something minutes?
About three minutes each.
Kind of like song length?
Exactly, about song length.
Boy.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting.
Wow.
See how that goes.
Yeah,
remind me and we'll talk about it.
I will, for sure. Yeah. I mean, new music, right?
Do you
Vaughn
sing?
Oh, yeah.
I can carry some tunes.
Well, he's going to have to. He's going to be singing at
Have
the
you
party.
Ever thought about doing, I mean, people who write poems, that's songwriting. That's lyric writing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I also have a rap mixtape.
Oh my God! Released like seven, eight years ago,
but I haven't put it out. Widespread yet? But
yeah, send a piece to Bryn so we could play it.
Yeah,
right, gotcha.
We're gonna want to hear some
tomorrow.
Of that.
Yeah,
we'll do.
More surprises from Vaughn.
Vaughn the Wizard, everybody.
Vaughn.
You can email us anytime, Sarah or Vinny at radioalice.com. This one is to you, Vin. Heard on the radio this morning about what happened with your wedding ring after your father-daughter surf session. You should get a silicone ring as your substitute ring for athletic activities. My husband and I use Enso rings, for when we go running or cross-train. We've also been wearing these silicone rings when we travel and leave our wedding ring safe at home.
Oh.
And she sends a link, too.
I'm so new. I thought I would just wear this one. But
well, maybe you'll... Oh, sorry. Yikes. I accurately sailed that piece of paper right.
Did you hit him in the head?
He had to back up. Oh. Usually it just falls down right on the other side and he has to go digging for it.
They're only $20.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll look into it, but, you know, I could have just taken it off before I went into the water.
Yeah, but
that
sometimes
saved
it's hard to remember.
Trouble. Well, so there was a hard lesson learned.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well,
before it ends up at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, Jesus. I suppose you could take up scuba diving.
I'm not going to
try
do
and
that.
Find it.
I'm not interested. So yeah, I'm going to figure that out because I was in the water and went, uh-oh.
Better slip this up my sleeve. I'm surprised it stays up your sleeve even. I guess the thing is tight.
I know.
Huh?
Thank God there was a sound.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
It's a superhero costume.
If it had just landed in the
sand.
Oh my God, hilarious. No. Yeah, if it had just landed in the sand.
Ooh.
Then and you didn't hear the tinkling, tinkling, tinkling.
Dude, it hasn't even been a month. You already lost your wedding ring.
Well, that would be very Vinny, wouldn't it? Actually,
it has been a month.
Just barely.
Uh-huh. You've been a husband for a month. How's it feel?
I'm good with it. I like it.
Have things changed?
No.
You getting more Nook?
No.
Are you getting less Nook?
Hoping that, you know, the kids won now. I'm hoping that picks up as we
head off into the future.
Well, kids do put a, you know.
Yeah, they do. Suddenly there's someone else around, another set of eyes and ears.
Well, and no, and you know, it wasn't that long ago that a baby came walking out of her, and then there was a baby feeding on her, so she was, you know.
Under a baby.
She had a lot of stuff going on. It's very different.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Rebel, R-E-B-B-L, soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages. Delicious. Lexi, bring us more. Lexi from Rebel, not Lexi from the Midday.
Lexi
Lou.
I wonder if she's somewhere going, you guys went through a 2-month supply in a week.
Yeah, there's 10 of us.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Exactly. There's 10 of us, and, you know, gave a couple to a couple other people. So.
We passed them out. Spread the love.
We did spread
the
love.
Well, I'm sure she's just, I wonder if she's like, could you not double fist those things? Like,
no,
you know, one a day,
down
try
so
one
easy.
A day, maybe.
Yeah, two
a day.
Three a day. One a day times 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 3 days.
Yeah.
I came across this, and it's kind of interesting. Band names that came from other band songs. I have spent so much time in my life, like, we even have a thread going right now as to what we're going to call our new band.
Oh, you have a new band?
Well.
Who's in it?
Pat, Tommy, and or Mike Borden. I don't know if we have a dedicated bass player yet. I'm not sure how that's going
to go. What happened to DiNardo?
DiNardo can't always come. So, I mean, he's my ideal. We've certainly played enough shows with him, but he can't always, you know, be there for rehearsal. He actually has a pretty hardcore day job. So, it's hard. The other musician guys, they're like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. But, oh my God. It's anyway, I'm just so psyched because we're getting this.
What were you
going to
say?
Set.
Oh my God, what?
I was going to say something that would reveal exactly where I live, so I'm not going to say it anymore.
Vinny has a question.
Oh, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Have you considered getting a bass and playing bass in your band?
I'm no good at bass. It actually hurts my fingers.
So is the answer no?
The answer is no, I have not considered that. John is actually a really good bass player, but he's also a really good guitar player.
But
so.
His name's not Bass John, it's Guitar John.
It's true.
So
we need a bass player. And plus, he and Pat, like you know, Pat's a great lead player. And so he'll play lead guitar a lot of times. And John's like super just solid rhythm
guy.
What
are some of the band names that you've come up with?
No,
well, don't get
they're
all.
Terrible. One of them is Please Don't, which I thought would be good. You know, come see our band. Please don't. You know, please. How many times have you just said to someone, please don't? And then another one, but no one likes that but me. Teriyaki Dickens. That's one.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like that one.
Why is it? Why?
Teriyaki Dickens.
It's like instead of chicken.
I don't.
Teriyaki Dickens. And then we had, there were a few. Like there's a few that are going back and forth.
Okay, keep going.
Volatile Babies was one of them. You know, babies are so volatile.
Yeah. Boy, you guys keep working on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to find. Yeah. It's hard to find a band name sometimes. And so I found a list of band names that come from other bands' songs. Like some, you know. The dude in Judas Priest was listening to The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. It's a Dylan song. And do we have the original there?
Yeah.
And somehow he was like, oh, Judas Priest. Let's Friends to Friends.
It's important. You got to get that right.
Yeah.
Band name.
And Judas Priest is one of those band names that's certainly been around for 30, 40 years. The Rolling Stones got their name from the Muddy Waters song, Rolling Stone. You got it? He's a Rolling Stone.
I love that.
I know. And the Rolling Stones were like, well, I think that's the name. The Rolling Stones. Lady Gaga. She got her name from the Queen song, Radio Gaga.
Oh.
Which is kind of funny. There is a Talking Heads song called Radiohead. And that's where Radiohead got their song, their band name from. I don't think I've ever heard that song before. David Bowie has a song called The Gene Genie. Mm-hmm. The Gene Genie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a line in it. Do you want to just play the line and see if people can? Simple Minds. That's the line that they drew. He's so simple-minded.
Oh. All right.
Don't you forget about me. Do they have other songs?
I think they had one other hit.
I know that one.
Oh, yeah?
I think they had one other hit song, and I can't think of it, but.
Hey, 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 hey!
Can someone tell us the other song.
Yes, is it please. Alive and Kicking? No?
Yeah.
Oh, it is Alive and Kicking.
Alive and Kicking.
Yeah. Sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
Look my way, yo.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Right.
You can dream survive. Mm-hmm. It's a good song.
It is.
Eh. Is it?
Oh, it's,
yeah.
You know.
It's good.
Eh. It's fine.
You let it go away.
I did. The other one, though, I like, Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Solid 80s song. The Killers. They got their name from the New Order song, Crystal. Technically, they got their name from the video for Crystal, which features a fictional band called The Killers.
Oh, really?
And they went, oh.
That's neat.
Yeah, because it's not in the actual song. So I guess we'd have to watch a video to see this fictional band. The band At The Drive-In. I don't think I know any of their songs.
I love At The Drive-In.
Well, you'll be horrified to hear that they took their name from a Poison song. Go ahead,
huh?
Play the...
Well, that isn't necessary. They're saying they got it from that? No.
The Drive-In.
They're doing a joke.
Maybe. Or maybe it was just a joke name to begin with, and then they made it big, and that was their name at the time.
I love At The Drive-In. I mean, they were, like, broken up forever and became other bands and then got back together just, like, 2 years ago or something. Put out a new record.
The band Walk the Moon, they got it from the Police song, Walking on the Moon.
Mm.
Walking on the Moon. Death Cab for Cutie, which I have often wondered, like, well, how do you come up with that name?
Mm-hmm.
It's from a band called Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
What?
And they have a song called Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh. Okay, so...
Yeah.
When someone brings this song in and says, let's call ourselves this, don't you go, you're thrown out of the band.
Yeah.
Well... No.
Maybe they just, you know, it's a Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. I mean, don't you just go, all right, I'll hear what they sound like.
I think isn't Death Cab just that one guy, really?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like his name's Ben or something.
I don't really know too much about them.
He's the guy.
And he's like, listen, the name of the band is Death Cab for Cutie. Are you in or are you out?
Because right.
I'll just hire some other guy. And finally, Nazareth, I love. I love two of their songs. I don't know any of their other songs. Hair of the Dog and Love Hurts. But they got their song, their title of the band.
Wait, who does the song, Now You're Messing
That's
With
them. The... That's Hair of the Dog. Nazareth.
That's Hair of the Dog?
Yes.
All right.
So they got their name, Messing With A. Now You're Messing With A Son of a Bitch. Apparently, the band, the song The Wait, which you'll know, and the lyric is, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I do know this.
Yeah.
That's a good song. Who sings this song?
The band.
Oh, the band. Yeah, yeah, okay.
They couldn't come up with a name for their band, but Nazareth managed to pull their name out of it.
When are you guys going to start doing shows again?
Oh, I don't know if we're going to do shows, but we're going to, you know, we need to have a house band for the studio. The studio gets up and rocking. It's rocking.
Once you start doing songs, don't you think you should take them out live?
Maybe.
Show the people?
I don't know.
What you've been working on?
It's just not that fun to me. I like to just, you know, have drinks and... sit at my house, go use my bathroom if I need to, you know.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go. Nazareth got their name from that song, The Wait by the band. Anyway, I thought that was so Margot Robbie, Charlize Theron, and Nicole Kidman are all going to be playing Fox News anchors on the I guess the name of the movie is Bombshell. And it's the movie about Roger Ailes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Charlize Theron plays Megyn Kelly. And you should look at this trailer because they nailed
it. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I saw them in the Get Up, and I actually had it wrong because Charlize is Megyn Kelly. Nicole Kidman is Gretchen Carlson. Because I had thought originally that Charlize was doing Gretchen Carlson.
I don't know them very well, but I watched the trailer and thought... it's like the most tense elevator ride you've ever seen.
Are they in the elevator?
They're in the elevator, yeah.
Is anyone
apparently
playing?
They're going to visit him.
Oh, boy. And he's played by John Lithgow.
Oh.
Is anyone playing Kimberly Guilfoyle?
I don't know.
Not that I know of. I mean, I don't know how deep they'll get into
real-life
characters.
There's Margot Robbie.
She plays a fictitious news producer by the name of Kayla Pospisil. So we're going to put that up at...
Serafini Facebook page.
Based on the real scandal. And here comes the elevator,
So do you know who that is on the left?
I couldn't even see her.
Oh.
So there's...
That's Robbie.
Yeah. Oh, God, it looks just like Megyn Kelly.
Anyway, you should look that up.
Oh, my God.
If you're interested.
That is great.
It does not look like Charlize. And that looks like Nicole Kidman.
But it also does kind of look like Gretchen Carlson.
Damn.
Anyway, we'll put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
So is that a film or a TV movie?
It's a film. Oh. I don't see a date here.
Oh, due in theaters December 20th.
Okay. Oh, you have a specific date. Yeah, they're saying sometime in December on this thing. So December 20th it is. So they're probably going for Oscar stuff if they're releasing it right before Christmas like that.
Right.
Larry King's wife, Sean.
How's she doing?
Well, she's saying that she's going to be a nice person and not fight with him while he's on his deathbed. I guess he's... So Larry King, the story that we had yesterday was his sons with her are encouraging him to divorce her because she tried to get him to change, to make some legal changes while he was on what they thought at the time was his deathbed. She wanted to make some kind of changes to the trust or something, or at least that's how the story went. She's saying, no, it was just things that we had already been in the process of changing the trust, and with him about to die, I wanted to make sure it got executed. Not to put too hard a word on it. Sources who have supposedly spoken directly with Sean tell TMZ that Sean has had issues with Larry for years and Larry with her, but it's a bigger issue. He's been in and out of the hospital over the last 6 months. She says doctors have told her Larry doesn't have much longer to live. Larry was at Cedars-Sinai Cardiac ICU in April. And doctors said he's got a short time to live. Clearly, they were wrong. He's made it all the way through the summer. He was then transferred to a 24-hour care facility and then went back to the hospital. He filed for divorce Tuesday because their two kids, they have two sons together, came to him and said, you should divorce her. A source on Sean's side said only one of their children urged him to divorce her. So that's better. Only 50% of their kids think she's awful. As for what triggered things, Sean came to Larry's bedside, asked him to adjust his will/trust. Sources connected to Larry say Sean's endgame was to get more for herself and screw the kids out of their inheritance. Sources on Sean's side say, that's BS. The estate planning lawyer told them to update their documents. When she was told he had days to live, she was following through and would not try to screw over her kids. They would have celebrated their 22nd wedding anniversary in 2 weeks. But she's saying, look, he's sick, and I'm not going to make any waves. If he wants a divorce, he'll be granted one.
His eighth divorce.
His eighth divorce.
Right.
Seventh woman, because he married one of them twice in the 80s or something.
Eighth divorce, though.
Yep, eighth divorce.
I like that, Vinny.
And he's worth about $150 million, yeah, which would probably be $1 billion if he hadn't had seven other divorces under his belt. Mm-hmm. My guess is those get expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you keep doing them.
Yeah, well, the guy loves love. Mm. I don't understand it. You know, once you've gotten to a certain point in your life, don't you go, let's partner up. If you're looking for security in your later years, here, I've got $1 zillion. Let me put a couple of million aside for you.
Well,
but I got kids to take care of.
What I'll say on that is, because I don't know how many kids he's got with all these women.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He has like a total of five kids.
He has two kids with this lady.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So I do understand why you marry someone when you have kids together.
Right.
Because they'll ask you, why aren't you?
Right.
Everything I see is about people getting married and you're not. Why?
Well, maybe that's why they married, because she was like, I want to have kids, because they had the kids after they were married. It wasn't like they, you know, she had a kid and then they tied the knot. Like The Rock and his girlfriend, they've got two kids.
Chance Armstrong King, Cannon Edward King.
Well, how old are they?
King, Larry King Jr., and Andy King.
So all those other ones must be the first two you mentioned, I think, are these the kids from this union.
Possibly.
Well, either way, she's not going to fight him. She's going to give him an easy ride on his way out, apparently. Or so
she said to the press.
So sources tell TMZ.
Right.
All right, what's coming up?
Let's see. I've got a couple Apple stories for you, as we reported the new credit card and yesterday. I'll update that and more after these.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9.15, we peek for the week. Hooman and Tommy Igo are reviewing...
Angel Has Fallen.
The third in a trilogy.
That's right. Gerard Butler is Jetted. Back, everyone.
Jetted.
It's weird, because the whole time I listen to him, I hear that Scottish accent popping out the whole film. I'm like...
Is he supposed to be an American in this?
Yeah, he's the head of the Secret Service.
Oh.
He's like...
But he keeps important. Popping out...
It does, yeah. It's odd.
Jetted.
Yes.
Nicole Kidman was doing that in Big Little Lies.
Totally. I noticed it a few times. Like, she'd be ranting and raving about something in Big Little Lies, and suddenly that accent would pop right out.
Yeah?
The
Australian
I thought so.
Accent? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so 9:15, movie review.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Planet Home. Experience Planet Home this September 13th to the 15th. Featuring live music, immersive, and interactive exhibits, visit planethome.eco for info and tickets. That's planethome.eco, E-C-O, for info and tickets. Here's what's happening. San Francisco is going to be the center of the political universe for Democrats this weekend, starting today, actually. They're going to take care of a ton of party business. This is the last big strategy meeting before the 2020 election. So that they'll be hearing from the presidential candidates. Some are coming. Others will do video hookups.
I think that's what Biden's doing, right? He's not going to be here, is what I heard.
I don't have the attendance. A
couple people dropped out this week, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As they narrow it down?
Biden won't be in the city, but will address the meeting via recorded video.
Okay.
The 3-day meeting starts today. And so we'll see.
So look for those. What are those called? They call them motorcades? Look for motorcades. I'm sure there'll be motorcades around.
Great. Just what we need. More traffic.
Yay. Another reason to jet from the building.
It seems weird that he wouldn't attend this.
I know. He must have something else going on because I felt the same way. He's going to be campaigning in like New Hampshire or something, I heard.
What else do you have going on if this is your big party's thing?
I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't want to go face to face with anyone. He's afraid he'll hug him for too long.
Well.
Or do the hand wrap around or full shoulder massage.
And one of the trippy things about these early debates and conversations is they savage each other. And then they go try to turn around, and what they've shown the other side is how to beat them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's all this guy's weaknesses.
Right.
Have at it.
Hey, I wanted to mention this
because
it's important to me. College football's back this weekend, everyone. It's back.
You're so excited.
Oh, God.
It's so funny that you're that into college football, but you don't watch the draft. To see who gets brought up.
No. The thing about college football is there's particular brands that you follow.
Right. Schools that you like.
And the team, the players, you kind of know. But they're interchangeable.
Right.
They come and go.
You just like it because it's a little more kind of rough
and tumble.
I like
it because the game is fun. I like it. I just like it. I mean, it's corrupt. College football is so corrupt.
Seems like all colleges and college athletics are corrupt these days. Everywhere I turn, I read some news story about how corrupt everything is.
Right. But, you know, I like it. And then, and there's also a preseason football game tonight, the Dolphins and the Jaguars.
Oh, nicely done.
Thank you. I learned that from you.
Oh, what, Jaguar?
Yes. After being severely pantsed in front of everyone, because apparently I say, what do I say?
Jaguar.
Jaguar. Who can tell the difference? And I guess I say theater, too.
Yeah.
Theater. Although, you know what sucks about Brad not being here anymore?
What?
He used to pull clips from our show like every single day and put them up on Alice973.
Yeah.
Come on, Ann Ron.
On the Instagram.
He's busy.
I guess. Well, he has two people's jobs to do now.
And Ron has to do 5 radio stations.
Yeah. Come on, Ann Ron.
Well, and I'm sure Brad's out there going, you know what sucks about me not being there? I'm broke!
And now I'm up to two packs a day.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it from Brad's point of view. Hey, maybe Vaughn could pull a great clip every day and send it to Ann Ron. Make
that,
it
Vaughn?
Easy, you know?
You want more work, Vaughn?
Yeah, Vaughn, yeah? A little bit more work. I request one or two clips every day. I used to love those things, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I loved watching them on Instagram. They're so funny.
I know. So anyway, there was one about you trying to say theater. And then you started calling it a theater.
Yeah, I got it right now.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Theater. You were saying theater.
Yeah, theater.
No,
no, I got
out,
it.
You're leaving out a whole syllable.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Police in Madrid arrested a 53-year-old man accused of recording intimate videos of more than 500 women without their consent.
Oh, my God. He was banging all these women and recording them?
No. He was upskirt videoing them.
How did he do that?
Officers caught the suspect in the act of recording up a woman's skirt on Wednesday using a cell phone hidden in a backpack. The investigation revealed he'd uploaded 283 videos of 555 victims, some of whom were minors.
Oh, my God.
All of which ended up on porno sites.
So he would slide the backpack...
I don't know his tactic, but what basically happened was, and let me give you a little more info. So upskirting is the practice of filming up someone's skirt without their permission. And it's become a specific criminal offense in England, Wales. It's illegal in Scotland. In South Korea, women have taken to the streets to protest upskirting and hidden camera recordings because it's that big of a problem. In Spain, though, it's not an offense in its own right. The suspect in this case was charged with violating privacy and corruption of minors. So the Spanish investigation began after police noticed an account on a porn website that was uploading these videos. They knew it was where it was. It was in their country, so they knew it.
Oh.
And so they were able to, following video analysis, track down the suspect, and then they caught him in the act. On Wednesday.
Oh, he's in big trouble.
I hope so.
Well, to me, it's one more reason not to wear a skirt. I hate skirts.
They
no one's gonna upskirt
should
me.
Have the option.
Absolutely, you should. I'm just saying. You know, one more reason.
They seized a laptop and three hard drives containing dozens of gigabytes of footage. You know, have you tried to buy a hard drive any time in the last?
No, can I just go buy one?
Yeah, you can. You know what you'll get?
What?
A terabyte. Or maybe 2 terabytes. The hard drives are so big now, you go, I don't really need a terabyte. I'm just going to store some. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they've gotten the ability now to put tons. I guess you could just store everything.
Your life, yeah.
I want to say I had an 80 megabyte hard drive at one time, and it was the size of a freaking mailbox. And weighed, you know, like a ton of lead. And now it's like even thumb drives sometimes will have so much storage on them. You're like, you could never fill the damn thing.
Well,
and it's the size of your thumb.
So, you know, a 500 gigabyte or something is huge. That's a lot. But now they're terabytes.
How many gigs on that?
16.
That's a 16
gigabyte?
Oh, that's
old.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 128s now,
yeah,
which are this size.
Damn.
Oh, you know the phones that the Samsung Galaxies or whatever?
Yeah.
You can put SD cards in the size of like half of a dime.
Yeah.
Those have like 256 gigs and crazy.
Man.
And they're like thin, paper thin.
Weather thin.
It's incredible.
Yesterday, the Alice News Network brought you a featured reporter, Scott Budman, who
Scott's great.
Reported on the Apple card, among other things. Now I'm reading, NBC. He's also from NBC Bay Area, you know, sometimes or whatever.
He was anchoring this past weekend.
Oh,
was
he?
Scott! I had my back turned to the TV, and then I heard the voice, and I'm all, oh, look at how handsome
it's
he
Scott.
Looks.
Mm-hmm.
I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the brand new titanium Apple card is coming out this week. If you've signed up, you'll be getting yours soon. They say, here's the kicker. You probably won't want to put Apple's new credit card in your wallet. They actually come with warnings. Because it's a titanium credit card.
What is it going to mess up your other cards?
If you have a leather wallet, it's not a good idea to drop the titanium card inside. And your jeans pocket, that's probably a no-no too. There's actually handling rules that come with your new card.
Come on, Apple.
Stupid.
Some fabrics like leather and denim are going to cause permanent discoloration and will not wash off.
They will discolor your card.
Apparently.
So the card will the card be unusable if you like? I don't care if the card gets discolored.
If you place your titanium card in a pocket or bag that contains loose change, keys, or other potentially abrasive products, your card will get scratched.
What the heck are you supposed? How are you supposed to carry this thing?
I don't
you
gotta
know. Put it in one of those little sleeves.
Stupid.
Seen those little plastic things?
Yeah.
You're supposed to put them around the
but
things that have a strip
never lasts.
On them. I know. You never do that. It's dumb.
So is this titanium card a credit card?
It's a credit card, but it's specifically an Apple card.
So right. Is it like linked with MasterCard or Visa or
yeah,
Discover?
Yeah, someone was saying yesterday that they got one with a MasterCard.
Oh, it has
it
a logo on
like
it.
It does look like it's a MasterCard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott Budman said, aw, thanks. Love you guys too. And the leather and denim thing is hilarious. Is it hilarious, Scott?
It's not that funny.
Don't use a window or household cleaner, compressed air, aerosol sprays, solvents, ammonia, or abrasives to clean your titanium Apple card.
I don't want it anymore.
Should you find your card unsalvageable, you can order up a replacement, which I'm
cost?
Sure, right?
Yeah, for $35.
They say to keep your card's finish pristine, they recommend wiping it with a damp microfiber cloth. You should use water, but if you need to get crazy, they say you can use some rubbing alcohol to clean it.
So it's actually made out of titanium.
I guess it's kind of like having your phone where you got to be careful with the finish of the
right.
thing.
Right.
That's dumb. It is
for real.
Dumb.
Maybe they'll
you,
sell
Apple.
Cases like they sell for your phone.
Oh, I'm sure
oh,
they
yeah.
will.
How much are
this
those?
Is like the whole aftermarket thing.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Am I going to need a battery for that too?
Can you cut cocaine with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a nice sharp edge for my cocaine needs?
Comes with a razor on the side.
Oh, boy, this took a turn. The first report I've seen about the new
movies.
iPhone 2 was this morning where they're now going to be called iPhone Pros, which will be the one with the three cameras. There's
yeah.
a new giant block in the back. Bigger than that. Much bigger.
That's just a light right there. Yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think that's your flash, right?
I think so. I don't
yeah.
know.
Anyway, it'll be called the iPhone Pro. They're going to have three new phones coming out. The
oh,
new watch.
Great.
We're going to be getting those announcements soon.
God, I hope they phase this one out soon. I've only had it for 6 months. God,
actually,
I'm ready for a new phone.
It segues me to my next story, which says, a new survey found the majority of people kept their last phone for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
People are not upgrading yearly or even every other year like they used to.
Because you don't need to. Unless you've smashed your phone beyond all recognition, you don't need a new phone until it stops working because they've phased it out, which is not right. It's just like, I mean, you're paying what we used to pay for cars for these things. When I was a kid, $1,000 would get you a car.
Okay. Well, not a really good one, though.
But a car.
I know, but, you know.
You still get one.
Right.
And you expected it to run
we
as long as you maintained it.
The other day, though, you know, I would take my car and I'd drive places, and then I'd be like, all right, everybody out. We got to push this thing. That's not good.
Listen.
$1,000 car is
But you could
good.
Take it somewhere, get it fixed, and run
now,
it longer.
Now, I'll do this for you. $1,000 is a computer.
Mm.
That's a computer. Like, you have...
I should be able to use that as long as... You know, don't... Don't send me updates that are going to make my phone obsolete. No, you know, that is just scuzzy. Yep.
Almost half of people out there have one old cell phone sitting in a drawer somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
never know when I'm going to need that.
I have a bunch
that.
Of them.
Yeah. A bunch?
I don't know
what
why
to do I can't.
Why don't you sell them?
Well, they're like not worth anything anymore. You know, like my old Galaxy. You know what I'll use it for, though? I'll use it for games. So
oh.
that I don't, you know, I don't bog up this system here.
Oh, that's smart, I guess.
I don't know. Whatever. Kind of dumb. He doesn't like it.
Oh, my God. Alden just sent me a text. The best way to protect your titanium card, Apple card, is it's called an Apple card sock for $99.
What? $99 for a card sock?
So they just did that on purpose. They made their card so that you have to buy a sock for it.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Alden... Our friend out there who just reported in on the Alice News Network.
Right.
Also looking for a graphic designer job.
That's
anybody
right.
Anybody out
right.
there?
Alden's
he's good.
Your man.
He's a pretty steady dude.
Alden Tanaka.
Email us here at the station if you've got a gig for
yeah,
Alden.
I'll hook you up. I'll hook
we're
you up to
we're the new monster.com.
Right. Our text number, by the way, the movie review is coming up in a little while.
Thank you so
Tommy
much.
Igo, any second. Can't
Big
wait to
deal.
See him.
Big deal.
Long, tall, cool sip of water.
Yeah, he is.
Whoa.
That guy.
Nice review from you.
Well, I love Tommy.
All right. 800-400-3697. That's our text number. To answer whom on, according to IMDb, an actress named Bree Condon will portray Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Guilfoyle.
Easy
that
for
was
me
as
to
bad
say.
As me doing the rebel thing mm-hmm. yesterday. Yeah, we were looking at a picture of this girl, and yeah. She does look kind of like her.
So, she hasn't done very much, so it looks like Kimberly has a small role.
In the Roger Ailes movie is called Bombshell.
Bombshell.
Mm. It has a bunch of bombshells in it.
Hey, is he dead?
Oh, yeah. Crook last year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right as all this was going down. Yeah.
Camping in Lake Tahoe, cooking breakfast, looking at the lake, and listening to you guys. Love your loyal listener, Nina.
Hey, Nina. Hey, what Nina. A nice way to wake up.
Radio.com, everybody. You're going to love it.
Anywhere
she didn't say
go.
That, but she
I
meant to say
to assume,
that. She was
right,
trying
sure.
to say, you should try radio.com.
So says
Simple,
Nina.
Simple, easy, awesome.
Did you see who's playing Roger Ailes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Lithgow.
Yeah.
How does he look?
They don't have any pictures of him yet. Oh.
John Lithgow is an amazing actor.
He is.
He was so GD psycho in Dexter. You believed he should be arrested and kept for good, for right. life, watching like, him.
You can't play a character that good without actually being that evil in real life.
Psycho!
Which season was he? You liked 3 and 4 at the very
I
best,
I think he was
right?
4, but I can't. It's been so long. I haven't watched it in a long time. Right. But it was one of the earlier ones where... So good.
Yeah.
Evil genius. Hotline.
Oh, that's probably Tommy now.
My Tommy's here. That could only mean one thing. Oh, here,
sorry.
Let me dance badly.
I got in the car about 10 minutes ago and finally stopped to text you. Do you guys need a bass guitarist? My dad's a bass guitarist.
Oh, no, we don't. Thank you. Have him send a tape and a resume.
But they...
No, we have a couple people. We just don't know if we're going to have a permanent, if we'll rotate the person out. Because I love DiNardo, but he can't always do it. My friend Joe plays bass. Got to, you know, we have some options.
But they pulled out. They slammed on their brakes.
That's so sweet.
What's up with Joe? Why is he not jumping in the band?
He also works a full-time job. He runs a business, so it's hard for him. So I'll give him 5 songs to learn, and he'll learn them over.
Why don't you make your brother learn bass?
I know, I should make my brother learn bass. He plays some bass.
Just hit E real quick for 4 beats and then switch to D. Mm. You're done.
Right. Almost every song that works on. Or it's AG, one of those.
Whatever.
You know?
AG. Hey, what about the laughing guy over here?
Do you play bass?
No. You can play bass, you liar.
No, he likes to play keyboard.
Yeah, I can't keep up with these guys. They're too good for me.
Just watch their hands and hold right there. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Put the bottom on it, Brittany.
There's bass players going, you dick.
I know.
It's way harder than that.
Let your Michael Anthony, and then it isn't. It's not harder. That's exactly how hard it is right there. Oh, you're playing an A? Or some kind of an A? I'm just going to go ahead and drum on that.
Nope, I only play majors. Nope, I don't know what you just changed to. No,
doesn't matter. Where'd you
right
wind
here?
Up? I'm going to go ahead and just jump to that.
Oh, boy. I'll read the rest of the text in a minute.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.